Australia. It's Hayley Noy of Blackberry Mortgage Services, and she's an independent mortgage advisor. We've been having a nice little chat off air.
Yes, we have.
And I've managed to make you the right drink this time as well. So thanks for coming in this morning. It's lovely to meet you. I don't think we've met before, have we?
No, we haven't. So thanks for having me today.
That's great. Now, we're going to run through a few little bits and pieces. So what services do Blackberry Mortgage Services offer?
I offer quite a wide range of services, actually, because I offer residential mortgages, buy-to-let as well. I can also help the other 55s with equity release. And also do commercial finance, so that means commercial mortgages, asset finance. I can also do cash flow finance and also development finance.
So we need people like you, because that's gone all above my head. So Blackberry Mortgage Services, why would you not just go to a bank?
Well, with a bank, you only have the choice of that bank's mortgage products.
Yeah.
With myself, I am a whole of market advisor. So I look at banks, but I also look at every other lender on the market as well.
Right.
Okay. So when we say we can get market leading products, that's what I mean. Because your bank may not necessarily have the cheapest product on the market. And with a mortgage, it's such a high amount of money that you're dealing with.
Yeah.
It's not a case of if it's 0.5% cheaper, it's fiver.
Mm.
That could be a couple of hundred difference on your monthly payment.
Yeah. So it's a bit like when you look at people looking for insurance, and sometimes they might use a comparison site. But although the comparison sites sometimes only use the same, they're not going right out into the market. So
no,
you actually go out over the whole market.
Yeah.
Remember that, folks, when you're looking, getting your insurance and stuff with those those comparison sites. What about online? Why not go online for a mortgage?
Problem with online, I don't like it at all, because I think, you know, your mortgage is your biggest financial commitment.
Yeah.
A heck of a lot of money involved over a long period of time. And you need the right advice. You need to understand everything that's available to you.
Mm.
And just going online, you know, a lot of the banks are doing this now. You just apply online. You don't really know what you're getting.
Yeah.
And you're not getting any advice. So you haven't really got any comeback if you're not happy with the product at all.
Yeah.
Whereas at least if you see an advisor, and so you are getting, I'll advise you what's best for you.
Yeah.
And I will get you the best products available. So
where were the we were talking about coronavirus off air. Where are the appointments going to be held at the moment?
At the moment, I can do phone appointments. Normally I'll come to your house or your place of work if you've got somewhere private that you can talk. But yes, at the moment, if you're self-isolating or you're just worried about the coronavirus, all appointments can be done over the phone. I can take all of your details and all of your ID and proof of income, everything via very secure email, which is our system that we use is all, everything's in the cloud.
Yes.
I'm not a technical person.
Yep.
So don't ask me how it works. I just know it's 100% secure.
Yep.
If you send me anything. So there's no need, if you're worried, for us to actually be in close contact with each other.
we are kind of in close contact. We've got a boundary between myself and Hayley. Now, I was just going to say, somebody works full time, they won't have to take any time off, because you're quite flexible with, you know, getting in contact with people. So if it is on the phone, or whether you do like a WhatsApp or whatever thing, it doesn't. Do you do stuff in the evening as well with people working during the day?
Yeah, I can do. I'm very flexible with how I work, because I work from home. I can basically please myself. I'm not stuck to office hours.
Yeah.
So, yes, if you need an appointment during the day, that's fine. But if you are at work and you want to come home, have your dinner and then have an appointment, fine as well. Work into the evening and also have Saturdays.
Now, with the appointment, do you explain all the different products available, or is it over maybe one or two chats, or is it just in one kind of meeting?
Usually what I do usually is the first appointment I will go through all the regulatory bits, because there's quite a few of those, being that we are regulated by the FCA. And then I take all your details on what we call fact find, and yes, I will explain the products that are available, and then we will decide which is the best one for you.
Yeah.
And we'll look at the term of the mortgage and how you want to repay the mortgage, and then what I tend to do is then go away, have a good shop around for you. Usually at the first appointment I'll get you agreement to obtaining what we call an agreement in principle from the lender. So that means they will basically look at what you've told me and what I've sent to them, and they'll say yay or nay, basically. Mm. And then we then do a second appointment where I then go through the illustration and the product that I've got for you and all the costings.
Yeah.
And then if you're happy to sign up, you can either sign up at that appointment or have a think about it and then come back to me again for a third one if you want.
You said you offer commercial finance. How can you help local businesses with this?
Probably a difficult one at the moment, being that everyone is really worried how things are going to affect their businesses. So I can do asset finance. So say for sake of example, if you're a lorry operator, we can refinance some lorries to give you cash flow.
Mm.
I can also do, again, cash flow finance, which purely is based on your balance sheet to give you some money to tide you over difficult situations like this. And then long term, I can do a proper commercial mortgage. So if you're looking to buy a premises, or if you already own your commercial premises and you want to remortgage, see if you can save some money on that, I can do that.
Right, okay.
Because
a lot of people leave it running, don't they?
And they
don't,
do.
It's a bit like when you get like a, I suppose it's like having a car and you think, well, I won't change it, I'll just keep it. And you don't actually look anywhere else. And really, you should be looking. It's like if you were doing your gas and electric, people get a thing to change providers.
That's right.
And, you know, sometimes we get a bit lazy.
We do. You get used to things, especially if it's your business and you're working all day and you're trying to balance the books and you've got staff and you're bringing in work. The last thing you're going to really think about is that mortgage on that property. But,
You said you can help older clients looking to enhance their retirement. How's that?
Mm-hmm. I can also offer equity release, which I know over the years has had quite a bit of bad press, but it actually is a really good product
so
these days.
So if you own your own house and just say you're in over 65, or sometimes if it's a bit older, I don't know, is it?
It's younger, it's 55.
55. So if you've got your house and you think, well, you know, maybe you haven't got any children and you don't want to leave it to anybody else, because it will eventually go to somebody else if you don't.
That's right, exactly.
So you can actually take money out of that. But again, you said it has had some bad press in the past.
It has in the past, because in the past it wasn't a regulated product. And there wasn't guidelines in place by the Equity Release Council to tell lenders exactly what they want offered to clients for the loan. So, anyone over the age of 55, if you own your own home, you can have equity release for any reason, really.
Mm.
If you've got an interest-only mortgage, it's coming up for expiry and you're worrying how you're going to get that repaid, we can use that to pay it back. If you just... probably not at the moment, but if you want to have a nice holiday, use it to pay that. New cars, modelling of the house, or even if your pension's a bit low and you just want to bump it up a bit, then you can use it for that.
Right.
You can have the loan so that you make interest payments on it, or you can either just leave it and not make any payments and have the debt roll up.
Right, okay. What's the minimum deposit needed to be able to buy a home?
At the moment, it's 5%.
Right.
Yeah, we have got 95% mortgages. There is, in actual fact, one lender for a first-time buyer who is offering what they call family assist, which in effect is a 100% loan. But they'll only offer that to you if your parents have got a property that's got quite a bit of equity in it, and that they won't take money from it. They put a legal charge on the property for 20%. So if something does go wrong and they need to repossess, and there is negative equity, then they would use that charge.
Right.
But that is the only one. Other than that, it's 5%.
Right, okay. And do you help clients look at protecting their mortgage should someone die or get sick?
Yes. I'm also whole of market for all protection products.
Right.
So that is income protection if you are off sick long term for any illness, really. Critical illness cover. So that would pay you a lump sum if you got diagnosed with something really nasty, like cancer, or you had a heart attack. Usually there's about 40 or 50 illnesses covered with that.
Yeah.
Life cover should somebody die. And also what we call family income benefit, which is something that if you've got a young family and say mum's at home with the kids, dad's at work, and something happened to dad, it would actually pay a monthly income to help you be able to carry on, basically, if he did die.
Now, where can people get in contact with you, Hayley?
Well, they got via email. mm-hmm. or telephone.
Okay, and what's the best email to get in contact with you?
It's hayley@blackberry-mortgage-services.co.uk.
Yep, and we will put the telephone number up. You can give it out, but we will put it up on the website as well.
Okay. My mobile number is the best one, which is 077-300-6184.
Excellent. So how has it been? How do you feel? Wasn't that bad, was it?
It wasn't that bad. No, it wasn't, actually.
I always say to people afterwards, it's been the first time on the radio. So you're talking about what you're passionate about, and it's your job, and it's what you do, and then it just rolls, doesn't it?
It is. This morning I woke up thinking, you know how you feel when you're going in for an exam?
No, because I wasn't really that clever to do anything like that. See, I should have asked you just a random question, maybe about making cakes, and then you would have been like, oh, no.
No, I like making cakes.
Oh, there we go. What's the best cake you make?
I like my Christmas cake.
Oh.
I like my Christmas cake, I put half a litre of port in it.
Oh, that's the best.
That is.
I didn't bring any in. It's obviously all gone.